You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. Time for another update on the campfire recovery effort. I'm Matt Fidler. If you have any information you think we should know, please email me at the station at fireupdates@kzfr.org. FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, is currently working with the City of Gridley on a plan to situate 405 modular homes in an industrial park to house victims of the campfire. The City Council voted to authorize talks between FEMA and the City Administrator, Paul Eckert. The site would be active for 18 months with possible extensions for up to a year after that. FEMA would help improve infrastructure in Gridley to accommodate the additional residents. A City Council meeting to discuss this plan further has been set for December 27th. FEMA is working with campfire survivors all over the North State to determine their housing needs, both long and short term. Start your recovery process today by registering at disasterassistance.gov or by calling 1-800-621-3362. That's 1-800-621-FEMA, F-E-M-A. The Butte County Animal Control and North Valley Animal Disaster Group have been taking care of and feeding sheltered animals since the first campfire evacuation. Now that the evacuation orders have all been lifted, owners of these animals are being asked to resume care of them, even if you aren't planning on returning to the area. Their care will be halted on Saturday, December 22nd, although animal owners will be able to return to the Feed Donation Center in Oroville for animal supplies while they last. The Animal Feed Donation Center is located at 109 Table Mountain Boulevard in Oroville. We have a list of local animal control phone numbers for locations around Butte County on our website, kzfr.org/campfire updates. And speaking of concern for animals, first and second responders who have helped animals during the campfire have been given the Person of the Year award by one of the largest animal rights groups. The senior vice president of PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, said while speaking about the campfire, "Each person who pulled animals from the smoke, wrapped the burns of their paws, and found them safe shelter is PETA's Person of the Year for showing the world how to protect the most vulnerable among us when disaster strikes." I'm Matt Fidler, delivering updates on the campfire recovery effort 5 days a week here on KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico.